Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
The year was 1934, the place Charlotte, North Carolina. One day in May, the Christian businessman of Charlotte asked to use the pasture of a local dairy farm for an all-day prayer meeting. Late in the day, the workers back at the barn could hear singing from the pasture. "Who are those men over there in the woods making all that noise?" one asked. "I guess they're some fanatics that have talked Daddy into using this place," the son answered. In that meeting, Vernon Patterson prayed that out of Charlotte the Lord would raise up someone to preach the gospel to the ends of the earth. In the meantime, the evangelist Billy Sunday had arranged to build a 5,000-seat tabernacle in Charlotte, and a fiery preacher, Dr. Mordecai Ham from the First Baptist Church of Oklahoma City, began coming to hold meetings. A 16-year-old farm boy began attending. Though he had been baptized and confirmed in the Reformed Presbyterian Church as a child, he did not like church. But a local man, Albert McMacken, persuaded him to come by letting him drive his old vegetable truck to the meeting. Dr. Ham's messages on hell and the second coming of Christ convicted him of sin. Finally, one night when the tabernacle was filled, Dr. Ham gave an invitation to receive Christ. As the choir sang, "Just as I am," the young man walked the aisle to the front and stood among 300 or 400 others to give his life to Christ. And that 16-year-old farm boy was none other than Billy Graham.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.